Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Well, our adventurers have found themselves in a bit of a spot of trouble there.
They're in a pickle.
They're battling these four other people for the chance to go out and fight more people. Rob, why don't you give us a summary real quick of what's happened so far, and then we will get into the remainder of the action. And really, here all you have to do is just kind of set up the fight. What's going
story-wise. Well, our heroes were our characters were trying to become the heroes. They're in a combat with another party to try and become the champions that will be sent forth to meet the oncoming, whatever it happens to be.
That we don't know what it is yet.
That we're unsure as to what the threat is, but is a looming threat on the horizon.
Exciting!
Woo! It's weird!
Let's do a real quick go-around of who all of our characters are, in case you haven't been listening the last couple of weeks. I am playing Stormwind Brokenhorn, a Satyr Warden, who is got a pretty good strength, and has got a pretty good going on with the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Rodrigo? Yeah.
I'm playing Makapilipua, a Genasi ranger. He's a big guy. He's a jovial guy. He's got a spear, a scary shark tooth flail, a scary dinosaur tooth flying lizard, and also a face for punching, probably.
Brian?
All right, Brian is playing Resplendent Marvel. Shut up with your laughing every time I describe my character.
That's not why I was laughing.
Always, you always open in a really weird way.
Derp-de-derp.
Brian, describe your character. Mojitos are delicious, and also... All right, get it together, Bergdahl.
Brian's sleepy. Brian's speaking third person.
Be careful. The sleepier he gets, the more powerful he becomes.
Okay, so yeah.
Max damage now?
Psyduck has a headache.
All right, Snorlax is tired of your crap. Anyway.
Guys, yes, okay. We have the rest of the fight to get through.
So, my name is...
Yes, okay, he's a rock man. He's made up of many colorful, polished rocks. Also, God dang it.
He was assembled by 4-H children from the state fair. His head is a geode shaped like Big Bird. He likes long walks on the beach.
There's no way this is going to be nearly as funny tomorrow, that's for darn sure. Anyways, yes. Rockman of many colorful, shiny rocks, who is armed with a great, ornate staff. Also has many different chains that wrap around him to form armor in and of itself. And he is a priesty type guy of the Feathered Chain. Feathered Chain.
And finally, let's get over to you, Matthew.
It hurts to laugh. All right, I'm serious too. I am playing Burai Sunburst, what do they call those guys?
Dragonborn.
Dragonborn, thank you. a Dragonborn warlord, largish, thickish feller with kind of orangey-brown skin, wearing green braidmail armor, carrying a large golden shield with a large golden crest across his chest. Both the crest and the shield have the symbol of the Charging Protector Clan, the clan of which he actually takes his current Dragonborn shape from, the leader, the, what do you call it, the deity, the progenitor is a Triceratops.
All right, well, there you go, everybody. Let's get back into the action.
Fight! Burai!
I didn't want to use my twice to save against it anyway.
It's your turn.
I'm just listening to Brian going off on how he didn't really want that stupid power anyway. All right, so where is Jalakantuliokan? Makapilipua.
Straight across from here.
Yeah.
How many squares for me?
Five.
Beautimus.
Now would be a reasonable time to use your dragon
inspiring
breath.
Word.
That too.
Ha-ha! Inspiring word! And the inspiring word to Makapilipua. I'm not making fun of people's names in this game.
You're just having trouble pronouncing them.
Makapilipua. I say to him, buck up, little camper! And he can spend a healing surge plus 1d6.
I'll just roll the d6 if that's all right.
Okay.
That's a healing surge plus 4.
Hey, actually, it's 3d6.
Okay,
additional, because I'm level 11.
Yeah. Woohoo, 3d6, wee.
Let's make that 9.
Nice.
Healing surge plus 9.
That's so something. Now you're not dead?
I'm less dead.
Less dead. Still bloodied.
Yeah,
probably. Oh, all right. So where am I standing?
Here.
And who's in my face?
Mishva, the other dragonborn.
The other dragonborn. Oh.
So.
Well, all right.
There is also, like...
There's another dragonborn.
Dragon breath.
Which means when I...
5x5.
You can
when
get
I yell
like three enemies,
at the other dragonborn.
4.
Okay. I didn't know if that was blocking or not.
I literally have no idea what you guys are talking about.
That's fine.
You know how you wanted to breathe fire into the guy's face last turn?
I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
Well, you want to do that this turn because you can actually
He
doesn't want
to do it. Yeah. You're going
to
move?
There is absolutely no reason why I should have to do that. What are you doing? Good railroader.
All 4 of the bad guys are within the blast?
He doesn't want to do it.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do it. Move on. The more you tell him why it's a good idea, the less he's going to want to do it.
Yeah, secret about Matthew. The more you tell him to do stuff,
yeah, the less he wants to do it.
The less likely I am to have to actually
Matthew is actually part bridge troll.
Are we done yet?
What do you want to do?
What are you doing?
Well, first of all, my blast is 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're all within 5?
Yes. Yep.
I don't know. Seems dodgy.
I don't know, streaky. I don't like this new power.
Matthew's not going to do it. He wouldn't do that. Try to hit 4 characters. I'm just telling you.
All right, let's do the dragon breath. Can I catch all 4 of them?
Yes.
All right.
You'll catch all 4 of them and Rodrigo, which is a good thing.
Not on a 19 to hit.
Yuck.
19 total?
4 plus 15.
Ew.
My bonus is, a level 11 bonus is plus 4. Is that plus 4 in addition to the plus 15?
Dragon Breath has a really low bonus.
Yes.
Isn't it con mod plus 4?
Strength mod plus 4.
So
that'll be...
It says Dragon Breath unarmed plus 15 versus reflex.
Okay. Oh, so you rolled a 4.
Yeah,
I rolled a 4 plus 15. Yeah. My total is 19.
That'll be it.
Sadly. Unless you have some sort of couture. No, that wouldn't even work.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I think you'll still get the bonus.
I guess I get a plus 2 bonus. No, I get a plus 4 bonus to the attack roll.
So, yeah. Their reflexes are all over 20, I believe.
Sadness. Nothing on a miss.
He gets the bonus too. It's whatever bonus, because he's got 15 feats that pump his dragon breath.
Yeah.
So does that mean he gets something on a miss?
Yes, probably. You get a plus 1 to attack rolls.
Hooray!
Allies gain plus 5 damage against enemies hit by dragon breath.
None were hit. Sadly.
Until the end of your next turn.
Okay, but I didn't hit any.
Right, well, the bolstering breath also has a bonus to your allies.
Dragon Breath targets only enemies in the area. Allies gain +1 to attack rolls.
Ding!
I don't like that. That's a silly power.
That's a silly power because
it could have been a devastating power.
Yeah, it would have been.
You know what also could have been devastating? Chains of Levistus.
Yes.
And we've never fired that thing good either. Powers that don't work, but theoretically could be powerful. Not good powers.
Not that it doesn't work, it's that it doesn't hit because I roll like crap.
That is Matthew puffing on a cigar and sitting on the ivory tower of good rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, your silly powers that never hit don't
that's
work.
Also, Matthew pointing out that Matthew, you know, was going to do something different.
You still got it. Dragon Breath is a minor action. You can still use a standard action.
We do a thing, and now we got a thing.
You've still got a standard action, Matthew. Use your standard action.
I don't want to. Now I'm being all snotty.
Okay.
For that matter, has he used an action point?
No, he hasn't.
I'm just saying. There's the option.
Is it my turn yet?
It's still your turn.
I'm pretty sure that last turn was your turn. All right. Now I'm going to do what I intended to do.
Okay.
Okay. So, I am still within 5 squares of...
everything.
Of Maka Pilipua.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Inspiring war cry upside the head of the thing in my face.
Cool.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, see, there it is.
Yeah.
So, 2 weapon plus strength is what?
Well, take a look at your weapon because you also have crit bonuses. But two weapon plus strength.
It was a gauntlet shot to the face. So, blah, blah, blah. Plus 15 versus AC. 2d6 plus 8 damage.
20 plus whatever your crit bonuses are. Is that still flaming?
Yes, that is still flaming.
Okay.
My crit bonus is an additional 1d6.
Per power.
Fire damage per plus.
Yeah.
So, how many pluses do I have?
2.
So, it is 2d. That's additional 6s. So, I roll 6 twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1... 2.
So 3?
3.
Okay.
Nice.
3 bonus.
So 23 damage.
23 damage. And Maka Pilipua.
That's me.
You may now do a Framistat.
One ally who can hear you and was within 5 squares and makes a saving throw.
Hey.
Did you want to use Lion's Roar?
Ryan's Lore.
Or is that what you wanted?
Well, I can use a saving throw.
He can save against being dazed, right?
He's no longer dazed. He can save against the ongoing damage.
Yeah, which is useful. 1, 2, 3, go save. I do not save.
Sadness. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know yet.
I don't think. Wait. Nope. Never mind. That's Water Soul Ganassi. Get the bonus to saves.
Oh.
Oh. Boo.
For the record, he rolled
Yep. Instead, I get resist 5 cold.
Nice.
Hey, that's a thing.
Yep.
He gets that with the feet.
I get resist 10 cold, and then 5.
Well, now Rob's turn is over. Who's up next?
So I should Dragon Breath cold over there?
Your turn is over, so... Unless you want to spend your action point.
Are we at a point where I think I should?
I don't.
You do have another power that heals.
Oh.
Which is the one right after inspiring whatever you just used.
Invigorating.
The one right after inspiring word would be
Lion's Roar.
Oh.
Let's see. That's fine. Probably Babala. Probably Babala. Probably Babala. Yeah, let's do that. I will do the Lion's Roar with an action point.
Okay, and then when you spend an action point, you get something because you're a paragon.
See, this is just too complicated. I don't even know what that
is. Go over to
your... Yep. Allies get +1 to attack till the start of my next turn if they can see and hear me.
Yay!
Which would be everybody.
Yay! Right.
To what? To attack?
+1 to attack.
+1 to attack.
So you get a +2.
So I rally around the family with a pocket full of shells. And I roll a nat 1.
Oh.
On the Lion's Roar.
You and your wacky luck.
Fortunately,
The heal is an effect and not a hit.
Correct. An effect. I or one ally can spend a healing smurge. So I tell Maka to once again buck up, little camper.
I'm trying!
And
you may now spend a healing surge.
Be buckier!
Cool.
You may now spend a healing surge. If you choose to surge, you will get your surge plus 5.
That's only with Inspiring Presence. You have Insightful
I have
presence.
It!
Yours is Insightful, not Inspiring.
Sadness.
Don't tell me what my powers are.
You're not his real dad. All right.
You're not my real DM.
I am no longer bloodied. Because I am bucking.
That's right. And my
Buckle
turn is over.
While you're at it.
Now you're done, so Stormwind.
All right. I'm going to move right here. And I'm going to use my Thought Spike Great Spear on the dwarf.
If I may.
You may.
You may want to... Where were you standing before? There. You may want to move here so that then you can be adjacent to both of them and then use your mark on both of them. Because wardens can mark everything that's adjacent to them.
Okay.
And therefore save Mr. Beatty up to...
It does negate a little bit of like the one of the bonuses of your spear, but it also prevents me from dying so much.
All right. So now I'm going to use my Violent Bolt on the dwarf.
Okay.
Your Violent Bolt?
Oh, there we
What's
go.
Violent there's bolt. A thing.
That is a 27 versus reflex. Oh, I'm sorry, 27... 30 versus reflex, because
nice.
I have a plus 2 on the dwarf until my next turn, and a plus 1 on all my attack rolls. So 30 versus reflex.
Teamwork!
Yay! Yep.
Go, Team Venture!
Lead it up, Striker! And
that,
leader.
That'll hit.
So 1d10, plus 7 damage. So that will be 9 plus 7 is 16 damage. That's damage the first.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. So it's on Korbeck.
So as I okay. bring my
I can go ahead and describe.
Great spear down, lightning shoots out. So after the lightning bolt is so intense that it ricochets off the dwarf and hits one other enemy marked by me.
Whang!
Other than the target, must choose either to fall prone or to take 5 lightning damage. He either has to duck or take the damage.
And go ahead and finish reading that, because the Stormheart actually modifies that a little bit.
Whatever its choice, the marked enemy takes lightning damage equal to your con modifier, so it also takes plus 4 damage.
Right, so either it takes 9
damage,
lightning damage
or
falls or prone down. And takes 4.
Takes 4. Yeah. That's
he
awesome.
He will just take the 9.
That's a great pal.
Well, that's fine.
And then you could use your monk thing if you wanted to.
Yes.
Since
so,
you
item
hit.
Item the second, Stone Fist Flurry of Blows, triggered by an attack during your turn. The target, so that's the dwarf, takes damage equal to 3 plus your
You can actually use it against
modifier.
A different target, and the bonus will be higher. Just keep reading.
If the target wasn't targeted by your initial attack, the damage increases by 2. Okay, so that's fine. We can swing that, I guess, over to the other guy.
Hellsword.
If you actually take a look at the top of that power,
mm-hmm.
It's the target is...
One or two creatures.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So I can hit them both.
So, yeah. Basically, you hit someone, and mm-hmm. you can, you know, either hit that guy and someone else again, or hit a couple other someones, but since there's only the two someones next to
you... Well, then I will hit them both again, where they take 3 plus my strength modifier, so they take 8 more... Or the dwarf takes 8 more damage.
Nice. He is bloodied.
Yay!
And... The kill sword takes 10 damage. Ready for thing the third?
Yeah, is there... That one doesn't push, does it?
No,
that one does not push.
It's the whiz.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the
one,
one
that pushes.
However,
that slides straight up damage.
Okay. As a free action, I do have Lure of Enchantment. Now, let me ask. This is not hindering terrain, right?
This is big empty pit.
All right. then a softly sung tune causes your enemy to wander as you direct it. You can hit an enemy with your attack. You can slide the enemy up to 3 squares.
That's a free action?
That is a free action.
When you hit?
When I hit.
Nice.
Right.
So you're going to attempt to slide the dwarf?
Into the pit.
Right. And a little
little song is, might as well jump, ha, ha, ha. Might as well jump.
We're scarier than we look.
Ha, ha, ha.
Might as well jump.
So he gets
the
save because
might as well jump.
It doesn't
go
say,
ahead and jump.
Now wait a minute. It doesn't say. It says hit an enemy. Well, I also hit a hell sword dude.
No, you didn't. You basically spilled a bunch of damage onto him because you used one attack.
Well, I also did the stone flurry of blows,
which also doesn't hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's just auto damage once you've attacked.
All right.
Yeah. Mechanically speaking, it's not an attack hitting.
Botch.
Nice. So he's out of the game. Oof. Bye. Ah, curse you, Stormwind.
Please tell me.
Avenge my mother.
Please tell me that flurry of blows was like you spear both of those guys, and then you use the spear, and with your hooves, you go up on the spear and you just kick them.
And then just because of my nature, I pull spin down.
Yep. And then he tells us about the great videos of the 80s.
Yeah. And let's see.
That's a goat boy.
There may be something else.
I thought it was awesome.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that was a move, a standard, and I may have a minor somewhere. I think that is it at the moment.
I knew there was actually something more than just, oh, this could be cool.
Yeah, it depends on how you stack them, I guess, so.
Yeah.
Success. Did exactly what I wanted it to do that time.
Nice.
The end.
Yay. So you're done.
Hello, big guy.
Maka. Take 5.
It's probably the first time we've...
Ow. That hurt a lot less than I expected it to.
What, with all the heals?
Yep.
Now, is that smart heart damage that Hellsword is taking, is that ongoing or is that just a one-time lightning damage?
Unless it says ongoing.
It says the marked enemy. Okay, all right.
Yep, basically that's extra damage because he's marked. And that's the thing is, the Warden has a lot of powers that work that way because the Warden can mark multiple opponents every turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will, as a move action, go...
Call your pit.
Yep, and call my guy.
I was just going to ask. Dear critical hit,
three,
how come Rodrigo
four,
never
five,
uses
six,
his pet?
Seven.
Nice.
Bring him into flanking.
Because it's only about half of his abilities actually utilize the pet. Oh,
there you go. And I was stunned, so I couldn't move the pet.
Okay.
And then I will use Beast Rush.
I love that cartoon.
Yeah.
With Optimus Primate.
Yep.
And Megatron Sexual.
And Rat-a-tat-tat. Okay, before the primary attack, your beast companion can shift the number of squares. Don't need that because it can move pretty fast. Primary attack, beast attack bonus versus AC. 25 versus AC.
25
with
versus
combat
AC
advantage.
Will miss.
Boo. Unless he gets a plus. He would get a plus one because he could have seen Matthew's guy. So what, a 26 hit?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. He's going to take...
I have discovered his weakness.
The following damage. 7 damage.
You didn't
quarry
him,
did you? I didn't quarry him.
Oh.
That's a bummer.
It's madness.
That's okay.
I can let you do it retroactively if you'd like.
Do you mind?
No.
Okay. We'll throw some quarry damage on there.
Next week, I'll mind.
That's fine.
But it's your first time. So
New character, you know. I was just handed this character today, you guys.
Hey, I handed you last night. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unlike what you do to me every
time. You technically did hand me this. Nope. I guess by now you did hand it to me last night. Yeah. All right.
But only just.
Here's quarry damage. That's going to be 9 more damage.
That was
and
easy
then
to calculate.
There is a effect. You make a secondary attack against the target. Secondary attack, moi, strength versus AC.
Stabify or Bonkify?
We'll go with a flail attack. Okay. We'll try to shred him a little.
I sliceify.
Yep.
Yeah. Flailify.
Ooh, that's high.
Nice.
34 versus AC, 35, 36, 37, 38 versus AC.
That's a hit.
Are you done?
Yep.
Sure.
Wait, no. You still have that plus one for being
two, three,
awesome.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, that's going to be one weapon. For max damage.
Nice.
14. Oh. And also 3 more damage. Because I have a raptor.
Nice. But it's not a raptor.
I know, it's not a velociraptor type raptor. The rangers called birds raptors. Because in a non-dinosaur setting, that's not nearly as confusing.
Yeah, way to go, Rob. First Dave the Barbarian, now this. Yep.
All right. I believe... let's see. Move, minor, standard, done.
All right.
The move was moving your bird in place.
Move like to save versus damage.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes. I do.
Yay.
A thing happened.
Hellsword.
Yay.
Now that guy went down the turlet, I no longer have to take damage.
He's up. He's yelling at you from down there.
Hang on, we're trying to win here.
No, I thought he did.
No.
50 feet down?
He took 20-some damage.
Oh, okay.
I actually did it.
Yeah, we're Paragon
level. Once we're done with this fight,
you can probably take like a
6-story
fall without dying.
Okay.
Well, I could take a heck of a lot longer than that.
Yep.
These guys have a bucket of hit points. Helps that I chose elites.
Hellsword.
Will double attack.
Gotcha.
The first one targeting Stormwind.
You're going to miss me what now?
He's going to take an attack on you.
Now, doesn't that you get him marked? Don't that do something?
I don't have him marked.
What did you give him?
I deal extra damage to him when I attack him.
Oh. Okay.
You have him marked.
Yes. Well, it's that little blue token
that's the extra damage I deal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I have studied his moves.
I'm watching
heal. Yes.
I'm
20
so
versus
don't
AC?
No.
Try that again.
23 versus AC?
No.
Take that, you crappy sword.
All right. The tide is turning. By which I mean, I'm not taking as much damage every turn.
Yeah. He's done. Mishva turn. Mishva doesn't like being hit that hard.
Kenny wasn't like the other kids.
Well, that would have been nice. Stormhorn Warcry.
Roar.
You should have just called the character that.
Yes. Huh.
Stormhorn Warcry. Well, her name is Mishva something Stormhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just straight from the character builder. Or not the adventure tools.
Mm-hmm.
Content builder monsters. Close burst 5. Until the end of Mishva's next turn, the target gains a +2 bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls. Targets Mishva and allies in the burst.
That's everyone.
That is bad. That is
or,
bad.
You know,
so what happens? We lost something?
No. They're going to be harder to hit.
Nah.
No, they're going to hit harder.
Oh.
Yes.
That's better.
Hit easier.
So you guys haven't been having much in the way of a problem of hitting them, mostly.
They haven't been having that much trouble hitting us either.
Eh. Yep.
And by us, I mean me.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Dragon Breath. Close Blast 5. 19 versus Reflex.
That's a no.
Nope. 21 versus Reflex.
That is a no.
Matthew?
What?
What's does a 21 reflex? Hit your... No, a 21 doesn't hit your reflex.
No.
He's got a shield.
And I got smart. A staff. I used the staff to block the fire.
Well, you're
made of stone.
You're
I don't
a wizard.
Think,
you're a wizardy type. You yep. can't. You can just tell the fire that it shall not pass.
All right. Well, since that doesn't work, she will use Blue Dragon Strike.
What is that?
She makes a basic attack with each weapon. So as she's doing this, she pulls out a short sword.
If both attacks hit the same target, she pushes that target around. So that target will be Burai.
Block it, Burai.
28 versus AC?
Oh.
No. 30 versus AC, excuse me.
Oh, miraculously. Yeah, that is.
Okay.
I'm pulling numbers out of nowhere because they have a good day.
16 lightning damage.
What about it?
That's what you take.
Oh, two to okay.
get. You has it.
You has it.
And
you can has lightning damage.
28 versus AC?
Yep.
16 lightning damage.
All right.
Two of which actually was on the first one. I forgot the bonus to damage. Just take another 16 lightning.
I don't wanna.
32 total.
Forgotten bonuses don't count.
Don't.
It's in the rule
don't,
book.
Don't establish that precedent.
Yes,
that will only come back to haunt us.
And Mishva pushes maybe the target two squares and knocks it prone.
One,
two.
That's kind of yay.
That's kind of yay.
Well, I couldn't push it through the hindering because he could save.
Oh, hey, you want me to rob this one?
Could you?
What? You could actually just push him one square. I'm getting into the aura.
Oh, my God.
God darn it.
I could do that, couldn't I?
I'm in Rob's seat today.
I was trying to
literally
that.
And figuratively.
That's just because of all the bones you've thrown me in the past.
I thought you meant, like, steal it in some way.
Oh, no. I meant a Robert.
He meant the douchiest move. Yeah.
I meant helping the game master because I recalled something about the rules.
And it is Pat's turn.
Yay.
He takes 5 fire because he's still on fire.
Vanilla, he's still on fire. Me, darn
it. He will stand up.
Boo.
On fire.
He would have needed to move closer to you, wouldn't he have?
Yes. That was the...
Actually, he will move closer to you because of the ability.
Yeah, he's got a twirling sword attack.
Flesh splitter. Yep, flesh splitter. Make a long sword attack against two targets. Shift before or after. So he'll shift before.
All right, take 4 damage.
That's not closer to you yet.
Well, you'll be taking 4 damage.
Matthew, Steven, knock off.
Yeah.
Uh, 34 versus AC?
Yuck.
On Burai?
What?
Did you have the combat advantage?
Yeah.
Who has combat advantage?
Everybody that's attacking you with a melee attack.
You need to tell me when you're attacking me.
I'm attacking you with a melee attack.
Awesome.
Does a 34 hit your AC?
Yes, it will.
Do you have any sort of response to that?
I have many sorts of responses to that.
Is there anything that's game appropriate?
Well, I'm giving you a hand gesture right now, if that helps.
That's very not appropriate.
Let's see. Against what now?
AC, 34.
What are you hitting me with?
A longsword, the Thagomizer.
I don't think I do. Do I?
An enemy hits you with a ranged attack.
Hmm. It's not ranged.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's the one because you were talking attack. About when you got the javelin thrown at you.
That attack didn't hit.
34 missed your... Oh, no, the javelin didn't hit. Okay. Take 16 damage.
Oh, that would put me down.
Down?
Whoa.
Yep.
When did I bloody you?
Right before my last turn.
Oh, and you didn't say anything?
Yeah, you gotta remember to call out when you're bloodied. I mean, he would probably have kept attacking you anyway.
Yeah,
but...
I did.
Oh, I didn't
did
catch,
not
it.
Catch it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you and Brian were busy arguing what I was going to do on my turn.
Wait, you got bloodied on your turn?
I got bloodied before my turn, actually, during the thing.
Yeah. That's
we got hit in the face.
One of the reasons why. Now, because you inspiring presence on Rodrigo, and you couldn't use that inspiring presence.
That is unfortunate, because you would have gotten a +1 to all your attacks as a dragonborn. All right, Burai is out.
Burai is down. Shift. Now he'll take the four. It will take the four damage. It is bloodied.
Let's see.
34 versus AC.
Only a little.
13 damage. And both of you are slowed save ends. And then it will be your turn.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Fracking aura.
You're within the aura.
Yes.
24 versus Will?
No.
Awesome.
Yay, so I'm not dazed?
You are not dazed.
All right, minor action. Healify there that guy a bit. Let's see.
Nice.
Where is that at?
It'll be in your encounters.
That's, I know,
your channel divinity.
No, it's not. It's after the. It's they really? Got utilities after my dailies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, the channel divinity is utility.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes, sometimes it's an attack.
All right,
it depends.
He will be moon touched. As a ray of moonlight beams down, and well, I guess
touch
I don't
him.
Need a D20. Yes.
Do you have to roll an attack?
No, I don't. He regains hit points equal to wisdom mod, which I believe was 4.
It should be higher than that. Wisdom is your primary.
So 6, yes.
So gain 6 hit points.
Woohoo!
So you're at 6 hit points, even.
Damn.
Yep, because even if you drop below 0, as soon as you heal, it immediately brings you up to 0, and then you heal from there.
I know you never really had to worry much about this with Torque.
Turns out that as soon as my face exploded, it was terrible.
Well, I put your face back together, and you're slightly better now.
So, yes. You might have the acrobat boots.
So at the start of my turn, I need to roll stuff. So
I do have acrobat boots.
On your next turn.
Yeah, my next
turn. The moon-touched power is kind of ridiculous.
Wacky randomness.
Yeah, it's,
is that a channel divinity power?
Yes.
Yep. So there goes my
channel divinity. It's not overpowered, it's just weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it saloons?
Yes.
Saloonade?
No, it's not saloons. It's the divine power, the
Sailor
domain
Moon.
One.
Oh, it's a moon domain one?
Yeah.
I think as...
Yes, since the emphasis on this campaign is the deities,
adjacent.
I wanted to have at least one thing
specifically
dealing with the deities.
Well, I mean...
Which is also
basically
why he's
our
invoker.
Our whole culture is based around it.
Yeah. I want mechanically.
Sure.
Meh.
The other option would have been you were an
Avenger. Right now, I will just blast those two guys there with... Oh, each creature. Son of a crap.
You've got some that are each enemy. I know you do.
I know, but they don't push. That's the problem.
It's okay. You don't have to push them.
I would just like to, you know, try
he
to...
He wants to make it so...
Matthew's not also
Matthew.
Dazed. In addition to being prone.
No. And slightly dying?
Yep. I could daze them.
Do it!
That'd work. Because then he wouldn't be able to do the attack. It's not on his turn.
All right. So, yeah, that sounds like a thing. Yes, let's go ahead and do fourfold evocation. Actually, I could move still. So, I can't get them both adjacent. Darn it. So, I'll just stay where I... is make sure that it's close to burst 10. That's pretty massive. But I'd be able to...
You only get the combat advantage bonus on close blasts anyways.
That's true. Okay.
But
so
a close burst 10 will cover everything on the board currently.
Awesome. All enemies. So this is versus Will. Nice. That'll be 31 versus Will.
That will hit everything.
Awesome. Targets are dazed, saved ends. And in effect, until the end of the encounter, any creature that hits or misses me takes 5 psychic damage.
Yay. That's why I picked that one, because I didn't think you'd actually hit.
You didn't pick that, you jerk.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that you picked, isn't it? That's like the one thing you picked.
Yeah, that's the reason why I picked it.
Yeah, because he didn't think he'd actually hit.
We have so much faith in you, Brian.
So I'm going to call that my turn. Listen, now I don't want to go anywhere, really.
Do you want to
shift away from the aura?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
Really.
Yeah, you can't.
You
anyway.
Could shift so...
No, I'll just stay here.
You could shift to give Matthew flanking.
Good, I guess. Yes, shift, flank.
You see, I give tactical things to both sides. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Okay. I will screw myself over. Now, do you want to save versus slowed?
Oh, I have that thing going on. Can I still shift with that? I don't make it.
Yeah, you can still shift with that. Burai, you are conscious.
Yes. I rise from a prone position. As if by magic.
Via
my magic boots.
Thought so.
And that's a free action?
He has the...
Minor action.
No, he has the boots of standing up.
Oh, no, that's dazed. Okay, right. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't get the attack because the dude's dazed.
Awesome.
So he can't do opportunity attack.
You're dazed.
Pat's dazed.
All right, where am I?
All my stuff is dazed.
Where am I standing?
You are standing flanking Pat.
And one square away from...
This is you. This is Pat. Yes. This is Brian's character.
Who's behind me?
This is Mishva.
The chick what Mishva. Took you down. No, never mind. Pat took you down.
Yep.
Okay.
You are also flanking Pat right now. And Pat just got bloodied.
Uh-huh.
Is Pat the only bloodied combatant right now?
Yes. No. Burai is also bloodied.
Okay.
A lot.
You specified combatant, so yes.
Yep, that's fine. That is also relevant information.
Unless you're still bloodied.
No, I don't think so.
You did get a lot of healing.
I did. I got all of the healing. First I got all of the damage, then I got all of the healing.
Not all of it.
Speaking of, you might want to inspire yourself, Matthew.
Yes.
Can I do that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if you read it, it's a close burst targeting you or an ally.
Buck up, me.
Buck up. Oh.
Get a hold of myself.
All right, I rolled 3d6 and got 8.
Plus your healing surge.
I know, but I rolled 3d6 and got 8.
Yeah. Only a little under average.
What is my healing surge anyway?
Would be 9, wouldn't it?
10 would be average.
Your healing surge value should be right under your hit points.
It says 19.
That's probably it.
10 points.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Yep.
I really hate the front page of the character sheet.
The builder ones aren't great.
They're better than the essentials ones.
Yes.
But not by much.
Yes.
The last pages are awesome. I'm really happy with those.
The cards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blank ones, the blank pages are great. They're just perfect.
Nice and white.
So none of us are dazed.
None of you are dazed. You
none
are
slowed.
None of
us are on fire.
No.
Oh, okay.
Your enemies are dazed and one of them is on fire.
Yay!
Because he freaking sucked at saving throws.
Yay.
Who's on fire?
Let's hope that keeps up.
Oh,
the guy that
is
you set on
away
fire.
From me?
Yep,
he's facing away from me, so I'm gonna clock him in the back of the head.
You didn't think?
All right, using
turning point.
He thought you were out of this fight. Little did he know.
Yep, he thought I was down. He thought I was dead. But I rose up, and my flaming fist of fury struck him in the back of the skull with the power of a blazing meteorite. Or whichever one grows out of the ground. I can't remember. Maybe that's a blazing star.
Oh, shoot. Oh, well.
26 to hit.
I could have done.
26 versus AC?
26 versus AC.
Is that with the flanking?
No, that's 28 versus AC.
And your plus one since you are still bloodied, probably.
29 versus AC. Do I hear 30?
I'm thinking.
29.
29, and it'll hit.
Versus AC. Did it hit?
It hits.
Did it hit? Oh, cool. Hang on a second. Oh, you're kidding me!
1 and 1?
1, 1, and 1. I rolled 2d6 and an 8.
What's the
8? And I got 1, 1. So 3 points of damage. And I make a saving throw against being slowed.
What's fire damage from his gauntlet, maybe?
No, that's a daily attack. What's the D8 from?
It says 2d6 plus 8 damage.
Oh, that 8 is just...
That's just a flat 8.
Yep.
Oh, well then it's 10. 10 damage.
Which is better than 3.
And I roll a 16 against being slowed.
Yeah, you save versus slowed.
Hooray! Now I have been a permanent. Because he has been in.
Still got a move action.
I do?
Yeah. You stood up as a minor. Now you inspired as a move, and then... Okay, nope, you're good.
I can slap people in the head?
Slap yourself.
You can free action stuff, but there's
not... How many times can I breathe?
Dragon Breath is an encounter power.
Well, so is Inspiring Word, but I can use it more than once.
Yep. Inspire Order but it specifically says. Has the rules to be used more than once.
That's what I was looking at. I was trying to see if
it's a special case.
Yeah.
So I don't have any powers or anything?
You don't have anything that you can use right now since you used your action points already. So you should be done.
Could I use a minor?
Use the minor to stand up.
Yes.
You sacrificed your move to use a minor to Inspiring Word. And you use your standard to
clock
the guy in the face.
So that should be your full complement of actions there.
Yep. That would indeed be the end of my turn.
Stormwind!
Because so much heat and energy was released in my last attack, my Tough Spike Great Spirit has grown very cold. Okay. So cold, in fact, that when I lunge it into Hellspawn Head, he's going to feel that cold burn deep into his soul.
What's the attack called?
Winter's Claw.
Okay.
Hellspawn Head.
11 plus 17 is 28 versus AC, which should hit.
That will hit.
And that is a 2d10, which is 11 plus 7, 18 damage. That's cold damage. The target is slowed until the end of my next turn. And because of Stormheart, until the end of my next turn, if the target makes an attack that does not include me as the target and each enemy marked by you take cold damage equal to your con modifier, which is 4. So he's also marked.
I already knew the mark. Okay. Since there's no way you can get adjacent to two things.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. Is he dead?
He's bloodied.
All right.
Bleedy. He will accept that.
I will accept that.
That's something.
And that was actually technically a 30 since he's dazed, so.
Yeah.
Because Brian did awesome. Maka!
I got the question. If I'm here, would I be flanking, or does that not count?
You would be flanking, yes.
Okay. Question the second. My bird can fly. Can it shift there?
No.
Can it
because
hover?
It cannot shift while flying.
They've changed that.
They've changed that.
Oh. Yeah. But if you still want to keep it, that's fine.
No, yeah. If they change that, then yeah, I can shift there.
Okay.
I can shift while flying now.
All right, so...
Apparently.
Here's it's like a hover. It's like a hummingbird. You've seen those guys. They shift and bob and
hover lead. Is a specific thing as well.
I mean, you can shift while flying now. Because basically, I think they did it because it was really a huge pain in the ass to write flying skirmishers. Because basically, skirmishers would have to land to shift. Or they would have to say, this critter flies this many squares. This movement does not provoke opportunity attacks. So I think they just did away with that and said, you know what? You can shift while flying.
Hmm. Yep. Yeah.
So here's what I am going to do. I'm going to say, you can handle this, right? And then
not a problem.
Bolt.
Bolt. Nice.
Yes, before he can even answer. And I will use Windwalker to fly 8 squares. 3. I'll just move over there next to Pat, which is going to provoke opportunity attacks.
Sure.
By who?
Hellsword. By him.
Kende if they're dazed.
Okay, so you know there's an immediate interrupt coming.
Kende if they're dazed?
No.
Oh, he's dazed. Oh, he's there dazed. You go.
No,
that's even better.
No, he's not. He's
Brian dazed everything.
Brian dazed him.
Okay.
No, Brian dazed slowed. The board.
Oh, well then.
He's also slowed.
Oh, your attack slowed him?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
He's
that
slowed
save ends
dazed.
Or just until any next turn?
Let me see here.
In that case, I might do something even better.
Even
slowed until the end of the next turn.
1, 2, 3,
my
okay,
next
4,
turn.
5. Okay, so here's what I will do. Instead of shifting my bird over there, I will fly myself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because those two are still dazed. Yeah,
everybody's
correct?
Dazed. Yeah.
Okay, so I will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 over here.
How does that look?
All right, so basically... Maka looks over at Stormwind and says, "You can handle this, right?" And before he can answer, he turns around, goes, "Oh," and his runes glow, and these spectral pterodon wings appear over his back, and he just floats across the chasm that the bridge forms. I will take a stray look to see that the dwarf is okay down there.
No!
Okay. And then...
he throws something at you.
That's fine. And then Warky will join me on that side over there. And Warky? Then, yes, we will do further hijinks. First off, let's see, that was a move action. Minor action, Hunter's Quarry. Standard action...
Daily!
No.
Well.
I have... All of my dailies are either ranged attacks or stances, which I haven't done because I've been spending my minor actions moving my Hunter's Quarry around. Because you've
been something different every turn.
Yep. So we'll do... let's see, what is it called? Pair Predators, I think.
Pair Predator?
Paired Predators.
You won't be cool if you don't prey on them. Pure Predator, Pure Predator.
Let's see, two... Yep. So this will be an attack. I will use my... We'll say that I fly around and I'll come down with my spear. Oh, so attack right. The first against Mishva is going to be a 31 versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay. It's going to be two weapon plus my Hunter's Quarry, which I'll just go ahead and throw in right now. That's relatively easy. 29 damage.
She is bloodied.
Effect. Your beast companion can make a melee basic attack against the target within its reach as a free action. Your companion is a boared lizard or wolf, which is not, so we will ignore the rest. That will be 29 versus AC.
On her?
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Included. Did you calculate the...
well,
the combat advantage, no matter what. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Let's see. 27, 28, 29. Yep. That would be it. Unless for some reason I got a bonus for being... For having my critter next to him, which I don't think I do. Lethal Hunter. Coordinated Opportunity.
Actually, you might.
No, I don't think so.
I built it rather similarly to how I would have put Kellum.
Right, but...
Which was, you attacked his, my pet. No!
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
But nothing that says, yay, the pet helps.
It's opportunity.
Your pet attacked me! No!
Yes, I apparently get bonuses to opportunity attacks. I am done.
Awesome! Hellsword turn! Hellsword really has one choice as to what to do.
Run.
Double attack that guy.
You can run.
Double attack that guy.
Oh, I stopped glowing.
Join us on this side of the bridge. We're having a party.
Yeah. Double attack on Stormwind.
Normal view.
24 versus AC.
Miss.
Nice.
Spin around, miss.
Wait, 26 versus AC.
Do I have any bonus from what's his doodle?
Not anymore.
Then right on, AC. Why do you have a bonus?
Because of Mishva's commanding presence thing that she used on her last turn.
Yeah, she did do that.
And anything about dazed and slowed?
No, it would still apply. Dazed doesn't apply penalties to attacks, just to defense.
That'll be 8 fire damage.
8 fire damage.
And 17 normal damage.
17 normal damage.
And then second attack will be higher at a 31 versus AC.
Yes.
This is why everyone hates dual attacks.
The exact same thing.
8 and 17?
Yeah.
I hate him because I miss all the time.
Then he will...
just gives me twice the opportunity. Yeah. To miss.
He will attempt to save versus dazed.
Wow, I'm almost bloody.
And fail. Almost bloodied?
Almost bloodied.
Bummer.
Nice.
I see.
You must be tougher than dirt.
Oh, yeah. He's a defender. He probably has the highest hit points out of all of us.
Highest,
and he's primal, so it's also
105 hit points.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice.
He is done, and he did not save.
But I also ended up taking 16, 34, 40 points of damage.
Mishpa,
that, so.
Turn.
I will cry you a tiny river of blood, apparently.
You know what they say about taking 40 points of damage.
At least it wasn't 75.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Dragon Wing Wedge. Mishpa makes a basic attack with each weapon against two different targets.
Sexy.
And awful.
Where she's wedging that dragon wing?
You don't want to know.
She's wedging it up your Thaco.
You're a Thaco.
She crosses her swords across her
chest.
Mm-hmm. And
her torso.
Yeah, across her torso. Mm-hmm. And
it's okay. You can say chest.
I just don't know why
the swords turn into the lightning again, and the lightning comes up around her and forms wings that reach out and attack the two adjacent peoples.
Opportunity attack. Well, once it gets around to my bird. I'm just putting it on the stack.
I realize. 30 versus AC?
Yep.
There's a stack?
No.
Sometimes.
Quick, stack and attack.
Clearly not. If it was on the stack, then I would have been rolling it first.
14 damage?
I'm bloodied again.
And she slides you two squares.
Two squares.
The longsword wing.
Which one is she?
She's huge. She is the dragonborn. Also 30 versus AC.
Yuck.
That'll hit.
25 lightning damage.
Ouch.
Save versus falling off a pit.
You save versus falling down the pit.
For my bird?
For you.
For me.
That's on you. Still.
Oh, she both gets of those attacks were on me? Oh, okay.
She makes a basic attack with each weapon against two different targets.
Oh, I see.
Which, the way I read this is she makes a basic attack with each weapon on you, and then she makes a basic attack with each weapon on your pet.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Now I'm saving against falling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make it good. That's
nope.
Not good.
I fall.
No. How does this work with the pet?
Huh? Well, the pet's still in play.
Ah,
so he'll get to use things that the pet can do.
Does he hit a dwarf on the way down?
Yeah, you and the dwarf are going to tussle it out.
Yep.
Whoosh.
Well, we're out of the fight, so I'm just going to suggest that we sit there and hang out.
Yeah. Well, you're not entirely out of the fight, because you can still command your pet.
That's true. I guess he could try to wrestle me so that I can't command the pet.
To the ground.
Crap versus pet. And a lot
crap
versus
attack.
Pet.
Okay.
37 on the second one. So that'll be 14 damage.
Okay.
How about we just call this our team?
She will attempt to save and roll a nat 20. So she
is
does.
She finally not on fire anymore?
No, she's undazed. Pat was the one who's on fire, and Pat takes 5 fire damage
because
he can't save versus that. And then he will use longsword on you. All
right. You forgot her name.
Nah. He's going to use it on Resplendent. I couldn't decide who it was actually going to be attacking. Nat 20?
Boo.
So,
take 5.
20 damage. Oh, yeah.
Normal damage?
Yep.
Darn.
Attempt to save versus dazed. Does not save. Attempt to save versus fire. Also does not save.
Yay! I like this.
Wow. Resplendent.
Now might be a good time to pop Written in Fire.
Why? What's Written in Fire do?
Basically, if they don't get out of the area, they take damage.
Oh, I remember. That one was all sorts weird. Of kooky.
Yeah, this is a pretty big place. That's why I really haven't bothered till now.
I say you should have at least an at will that just uses your beast, don't you?
Yeah. I could just use the beast attack.
True.
I was trying to figure out, like, if I actually just have a way of getting myself out of the pit, and I did before I
Yeah, you just used it.
Yep.
To cross the pit.
Yep.
You might be able to climb out of it.
If that's legal, if that's legal, I will.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll do that on my turn.
Close blast. Obviously. Five. There's no way I can really. I guess I could just shift and angle it that way, or I could just.
You could just
kill the bird and the Matthew character at the same time.
Yeah, you could. You'd get a plus one to the attack.
Yeah, let's not.
You could shift and set it up so it's only versus Matthew.
Nah, I really want to hit multiples. Do that. I think I will just try to. Now, if I believe, if I remember correctly, there was something that doesn't. That means I don't get attacks of opportunity when I do ranged attacks. Ranged attacks don't provoke attacks of opportunity, staff expertise.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I will just blast this lady here with Sunstrike, I think, was the one. Yes. Just to try to get her off the out of here.
Okay.
Possibly.
He seems to be having problems with saving throws.
Possibly. She saved last time. It. Thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing he's saved against.
Nat 20. Okay, so let's go back to find a staff. 6 plus 7 is 13, plus 8 is 21. 21 radiant damage. Then I slide him only one square. Darn it. Let's slide, not push. Alright. 21 damage. I don't really have any other. I guess I could pop a healing potion, but yeah.
Oh yeah, you had a little extra change left over, so like, heals will be useful.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and... never mind. I'll just start moving around this way and call it good.
All right. There isn't a free action on your staff at all, is there? Like on a hit?
Not on a hit. No, it's my free action don't matter to me because it's off of arcane powers.
Really?
It's just a property, yes. Use an arcane close blast attack power through this staff.
Yeah, a lot of staffs are that way, which is annoying because it basically makes them pointless for druids and invokers.
You're done?
Yep.
Cool. Save versus slowed.
All right. I forgot about that thingy. Yes, I saved.
Cool. Burai.
Hello.
It is your turn.
I am told that there is a bridge.
Yes, there is a bridge.
How goes this bridge?
Across the chasm.
Yep.
Am I able to enter this bridge?
You would have to get around Pat and then go up the bridge.
How long does that take?
1, 2, 3 squares to start getting, or 3, 4 squares to get up the bridge, plus probably an opportunity attack from Pat unless
he's still dazed.
Pat's still dazed.
If you have a push, you can try to push Pat or potentially the other thing off.
I think my only push would be dependent on... What?
There's the bull rush.
There's the bull rush, but... I don't know if you have any powers that actually push.
I do, but yeah. I don't think that they're appropriate. Ow. Okay, so wait. Mm-hmm. Pat is there. Nothing is adjacent to Pat?
You are.
Just you.
Just me.
Yeah, just you.
I would like to move up onto the bridge.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
you said your speed was 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's as far as you can get.
Yeah.
So you can get up the first set of stairs to the bridge.
Excellent. At which point, I can now see things, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on. I have an extremely itchy middle toe, and it is distracting me something fierce. All right, so now, at that point in time, I says to myself, let's look around this place here where we are at there. And I turn, and I ask Rob about this direct the strike.
I kind of fixed it. That's what you were doing.
Yep. Can I direct anyone?
Yeah, you can
within
direct
a range of five.
Any of your allies.
Okay.
Within a range of five.
Yep.
Which is all of your allies that you can see right now.
Right.
And they will make a basic attack as a free action.
Cool.
I would double check with some of your allies to see what they actually have for basic attacks.
I got the blasty push.
The blasty push? What do you got, Stormwind Broken Horn?
I don't have any pushes as... What am I looking at? Standard
probably
attacks?
Probably
just basic melee.
Basic attack, yeah.
His melee basic attack is pretty beefy.
It's 1d10 plus 7.
Yeah.
So it's a question of, do we want to hit his thing?
Or Pat?
Yeah.
I mean,
Broken
Horn's attack would be more powerful. Would I even be able to push around that corner?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Also, it's a push, so you could get two squares anyways.
No, it's
so,
a slide.
Oh, it's a slide.
Borai.
It's the same thing I did last time.
Yeah.
Dodges past Pat, leaps into action, jumps onto the bridge. As I'm starting to climb the bridge, I look and I see Hellsword, who seems to be coming up on Stormwind's back. And I... Stormwind, cover your six! And you have a directed strike, young friend.
Nice.
It's a 20 versus AC, which is a miss.
Yeah.
There's no bonuses, other bonuses.
He's still dazed.
So that's got two advantage.
And I'm willing to bet that whatever Matthew just did is going to give him a bonus to attack.
No, because it's tell somebody within five.
What if he makes a basic attack? What if he can he come up to the steps over here and then get flanking?
No, he can't get that far.
He can't get that far.
That still sounds pretty weak.
He could.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, he could get that far. But the flanking doesn't change anything because flanking grants combat advantage,
which he already has by being dazed.
Oh, okay. So I got plus two for being dazed, so that'd be 22. Still not enough.
It happens.
Dang it.
It does.
Oh, well, it was just a free
action. And that's the thing. I thought I had a minor action that I might be able to use. What was that thing? I know what I was going to do. Duh, I'm an idiot. I'm going to second wind.
Wow.
That's a standard action, though.
Unless... Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Unless you got something different.
I bet I do. Man, you guys make this hard. You're all like, I'll follow the rules.
Play the game the way it was designed.
Well, if I can't do that. Oh, I'm thinking of third wind.
Yeah.
It's a different power.
You do have something similar to that.
Ooh. What's that?
Stand tough.
Stand tough?
Yes, it's one of your
I thought stand tough granted a saving throw.
That's shake it off.
Heck yeah. Myself and each ally in a burst five.
Yay.
Does that include the guy in the pit?
No.
No,
he's 50 feet down.
He doesn't have line of effect to me.
Yeah.
Especially now that he's on the bridge.
Yeah.
Here I am above the bridge. Under the bridge. In time. Ow.
I'm spilling ice everywhere.
So what do we do?
Each target regains hit points equal to 10 plus my cha modifier, so you get 15 hit points.
That's not in the steez net. I'll take that.
Yep. And I say something awesome and thoughtful, like, we still can win the day.
I forgot to roll for the weird power.
Go ahead and do it right now.
Alrighty. All right.
It's me, Mario.
Dude, look at that weird power.
It is weird. All right, so I roll a d10, and if it's even, so even means...
Do you have a sorcerer power?
It's weird like that.
it's kind of like that. It's
oh.
It's like a sorcerer all leader right. power.
Matthew, gain 2 hit points, and the effect ends.
Really?
Yep.
I gained 2 hit points.
I thought it was if he had temporary hit points and he would gain temporary hit points.
That's the other end of condition.
Oh, it's either he gains hit points or he would gain temporary hit points when he already has temporary hit points?
Yep.
I'm confused.
It's a confusing power.
Yeah, I think you gain 2 hit points.
Yep, that's it.
And I've also grown another nose.
Something similar to that.
That don't suck. I like that power.
Yeah, it doesn't suck at all.
I suddenly remembered who I am.
You remember the face of your father?
Indeed. I am not the one who stands and slugs face to face with people. What am I, an ass clown over here? No.
All right, so you're done?
Yes, my term is over.
Stormwind.
You haven't used the Guardian form yet.
Mm-mm. Because it's a daily.
You rolled the worst possible one on that.
Yep. Well, I don't know what he's got planned next.
You expect anything
It doesn't
less?
Matter, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Not really.
Because you have at least two Guardian forms, right?
Ah, that's right.
So you might as well use that every encounter, and if for some reason we have three fights in a day, then you can be like, oh, I am out.
There you go.
And the Guardian forms are minor actions, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes. They are.
Yeah, because they don't. They just.
Yep. I was pumped. I got them confused with Barbarian Rages.
Because the Rages are the actual attacks.
All right. Yep. So, the big medallion that I have on my satyr chest begins to glow
with the power of disco,
and my fangs, my canines start to grow longer. My nose starts to look to cat-like. Stretch out cat-like. Tail sprouts out the back. I unleash a mighty cat, large cat roar, and change into a dark panther. I have changed into the form of the relentless ..
nice.
The relentless.
You wanna switch out the mini for a panther?
Yep.
Yay!
So here we go. Let's see how this works.
What does it have? Anything that you can do before or after?
I must be in the form of the relentless panther power. Must be active. Before the attack, you shift your speed. I don't know if there's any place that I need to shift.
If it's a push, or if you have any pushes, you want to be on his other side so you can attempt to push him into the pit.
What's your speed?
6.
Okay.
Hit him.
All right. So here we go. Let's hope this works.
Eat his face off.
Ooh, there we go. 27 versus reflex.
There you go.
Yep. Still dazed. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, I guess.
Bite him in the jugular vein.
2d10 plus 7 damage.
Rip out his guts.
And he's going to have ongoing 5 damage.
Cool.
From bleeding to death?
10. So 17 damage.
And then ongoing...
Ongoing 5. Save ends. Now, so the question is, now do I switch back into...
No. You are a Relentless Panther.
So what can I use now as the Relentless Panther?
Let's look at the Relentless Panther original power.
You assume the Guardian form until the end of the encounter. While you're in this form, you gain a +2 bonus to reflex and a +1 to attack rolls against your enemies marked by you. In addition, you can shift 2 squares as a move action. Once during this encounter, you can use the form of the Relentless Panther. While you're in this form, we've already done this. So I just, I guess, taking a basic melee attack.
What?
I mean, what happens now? I'm just in this panther form.
Yes. You're in the panther.
Okay, you're in the panther form.
Right.
Which means you get a +2 bonus to all your defenses.
Right.
And a +1 bonus to attacks against critters you have marked.
Right. So I can still
Once
just
per
use
encounter,
any,
you can
still
use just any,
use
you can
any
use
attack.
Everything else that you all
right,
have.
That's fine. Yeah. But now I don't have any of the bonuses to my attacks, right, or not?
You have a +1 bonus.
+1. Okay, so that +17 that I lost, that I had with my great spear is gone.
Why? No.
Well, I'm not
You're
holding
not
it. I'm
losing.
A cat.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, so I'm like
You're a cat
another
man.
Oh, I'm a cat man. Okay, well, that makes sense.
I thought, cat I, was, man,
I thought I was just a cat.
No, this is, you don't transform into a cat. You He's take cat on the aspect
man.
Of a cat.
Hey, World of Warcraft, man.
You're
if
not
you're
a druid.
And you turn into
you're
a cat.
Not
well,
a
you're
druid.
Not a druid, though. Okay. You could be playing a druid.
That's right.
Which has
cat
all
man.
Sorts of...
But then you would have been a controller.
Right. Think of yourself sense. As a Tauren that never goes back.
That makes sense, then.
A Tauren right. that never
so,
went?
So, is he dead yet?
No.
Well, he's still marked.
He is still marked.
And I bare my fangs at him. And say meow.
Meow.
And say run.
He doesn't run because he is...
Does he do extra damage because he was marked or something?
No, it was he
gets,
got bonuses
he
to
he
hit.
He had a bonus to hit.
Okay. Done?
Yep.
Maka,
I got a series of questions for you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Question the first. You said I can remain in this fight?
Yes.
Okay. Question the second. If I am remaining in this fight, did I take falling damage?
No.
Okay.
Because that would kill you?
Because that would knock me out. Almost certainly.
A dwarf breaks your fall.
Nice.
Pretty much.
I will use...
Actually, the dwarf kind of heals you, puts you back to whatever hit points you were at. And then you're like, I'm going to climb out of here. And he's like, we can do that.
You can't. Okay. So I will use a utility-style power called Companion Emplacement. Oh, I might actually not have line of effect to my guy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an issue for any of your powers.
Yep. Okay. I was hoping to cheat the system by basically taking two move actions. But that's fine. Yes, I will use a move action to climb.
Athletics.
That's going to be a 30.
Yep. And you climb at half speed?
Climb. Make an athletics check to climb up or down a surface. A creature that has a climb speed doesn't have to make athletics checks to climb. The check is usually part of a move action, but it can be part of any creature's actions that involve the creature moving. DC, see the climb table. Success, the creature can climb on the surface for the rest of the action using squares of movement from the action. The creature must spend one extra square of movement for each square it enters on the surface. So yeah, basically I'd be moving at half speed. While climbing, a creature grants combat advantage and might fall if it takes damage. When a climber moves from a vertical surface to a horizontal surface, such as when climbing out of a pit, the climber chooses to arrive either standing or prone. Failure by 4 or less. Well, I guess the failure kind of doesn't matter. So, yes. How many squares do I have to climb?
A lot.
10, right?
Yeah. 10? Okay. So, I climb up 3 squares with my move action.
And then your standard action.
Mm-hmm. And then with my standard action, I keep climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, 6.
Do I have to make another check?
No.
Okay. So I climb a total of 6 squares.
On your next turn, you could get it. Just to be kicked back in.
And since I'm doing a move action, I will also instruct my bird to shift over here. Shit. So that I can see it.
Yeah,
cheat the system. Turnover.
What was the power that you wanted to use?
Oh, yeah, I probably could use that power now. Except I kind of don't want to, because I want to spend a healing surge before I'm out on the fight.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll just stay in the safety of my hole for a little bit longer.
Hellsword, double attack. Elites are mean.
Yeah, I know.
31 versus AC. Hit. Eight fire, 13 other.
Yuck.
Bloodied.
Hey, he gains 10 temporary hit points.
Boo. Wait.
Yeah.
And he lost 5 hit points at the start of this because I wasn't paying attention.
And he falls down dead.
Doubtful.
Ow.
He was the beefiest of them. 21 versus AC.
Miss.
Awesome. And he is dazed, so that was his action. Save versus damage. No. Save versus dazed.
Yes. Let's see. Who dazed him? Oh, okay. All right.
Well, nice blended marvel.
I had something that I thought was a something. Just ongoing damage. You saved ongoing damage.
He did not save for the ongoing. He saved against the dazed.
He's still bleeding.
Mishva. Mishva doesn't like Burai being up top. So she will throw a javelin at him, which will probably hit because that's a 38 versus AC.
That's just ridiculous. Why would you even ask me that? I'm not speaking to you.
Because you have something that says when you get hit by a ranged attack, you do stupid things.
Does it hit?
Does it hit? I don't know.
We assume it hits.
Yes, it does.
Everything is so difficult.
Everything is so awesome.
But. How much was it?
It was 38 versus AC.
38 versus AC?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
How much damage does it do?
The damage will be...
Ha!
Nine.
Nice.
No, it won't.
Because?
Because rallying deflection! Yo mama!
Can you bounce back at him?
No. I cannot.
No.
But basically what it does is, as the javelin heads for my face, it is about to hit me in the face, and I whip my shield up. My shield glows for a moment and absorbs the blow, or at least part of it. So I take 4 points of damage instead of 9 points of damage. And then I say, who's over there?
Huh.
There's who attacked me? Or there's, oh.
Mishva attacked you.
Mishva attacked me?
Allies over there that you can see?
Yes.
Can see all of us.
That would actually, well, he can't
see. Except for
see.
Me.
Oh.
Or
I can see Marvel?
Above or below? Because you wanted, I assume you wanted it below so that you could see your pet.
The pet is under the bridge.
Yeah. So he can't. He can see Marvel or Stormwind, but as far as what you want to do with this, Marvel is the only one that can actually utilize it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I deflect the javelin from hitting me in the face.
Right.
And I distract the creature. And I say, Marvel, hit him in the head!
All right. So
or something
one
awesomer.
One ally within 5 squares.
You are.
Go ahead.
Can charge.
Charge?
Yeah.
Oh,
the attacker as a free action.
But you can substitute a bull rush for your charge.
Yep.
I suppose. Which would also allow him to
Is that
push
for any
twice.
Attack? Oh, yeah. Right. I guess it's for any push.
Yeah.
So, all right.
You could push her onto Rodrigo.
Okay, how does this work with melee training, or do I need to use strength?
Yeah, it should.
Or?
No, it should
melee
work
training.
With melee training.
Oh, well, the bull rush might
bull
not.
Rush.
Let's see. You try and push an enemy. This tactic, blah, blah, blah. Target. You can bull rush a target adjacent to you that is smaller than you, the same size category as you, or one category larger. Strength attack. Make a strength attack versus fortitude. So it is specifically a strength attack.
That's my dump stat.
Okay. Well, then just run over and clock her.
Okay. I suppose. You do have melee training, so.
And you like close blasts.
And you like close blasts when you're adjacent to the target.
Yep. So we'll try this thing. All right, so melee basic attack. I hope it's figured out to my thing. So that'll be a 30 versus AC?
Yes.
I think that it is.
With a D8.
Nice. That's 13 damage?
Yay.
I think that's a 5. It's a very small 5. That goes to show what a good leader Burai is, since he got Resplendent Marvel to, against his better judgment, charge into battle and successfully hit someone.
Yay!
Actually, against his better judgment,
I'm a good leader! Yay!
He wants to be adjacent to enemies and just be like, true. Boom!
Yeah, but he doesn't want to clock him
I
with
like
a stick.
I like blasting him with my stick. Yep.
Ah, stick clock!
I didn't even know this thing worked this way.
Holy moly!
It's the equivalent of him realizing that he can run Windows on a Mac.
It's like, right. Go on. All right. She is done, because that's where she wanted to be, was next to you. And, you know, Javelin goes all lightning-y and returns her to her again. And after her turn is Pat, who takes more fire damage. So, Pat will longsword Burai. 33 versus AC, Burai?
Yeah.
8 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
What happens?
You take 8 damage.
That's it?
But something else cool could happen.
Yeah, no, not with this one. He's dazed, so he's basically doing next to nothing.
Wait. He's dazed, so I don't get to do things? That sucks.
No, if you got a response.
Do you have any sort of response?
No. Right. No, I don't.
All right. He attempts to save versus fire.
He's on fire.
He's saved versus fire.
3 hours later.
Yeah, I know.
You better just be using up the save you would have used on the push.
Save versus dazed.
No.
Does not save versus dazed.
So still get combat advantage.
His tribe spends a lot of time confused.
Okay.
They do.
We'll try this astral wind, because eventually, hopefully, now if this hits, that's...
Hey, I could hit.
27 versus fortitude?
On
those two guys.
Okay. This is a close blast 3.
Yep.
And you've got... Did you factor in the combat advantage to both of them?
No, 29. No, 29.
Okay. That will hit Pat and Mishva.
Nice. All right. So, damage just in case. 8 damage. And I push him. 2 squares. And if they get closer to me, then they take damage.
Push him in the pit.
Yep, we'll try. 1, 2.
Nope.
Yay! 1, 2.
Also nope.
Yay!
Wow. 2 more. Take
roll me 2 saves, would you please, Rodrigo?
Sure. All right, here's my first save. I
no!
don't.
You fall.
You got hit by a dragonborn on the way down.
You're hey, guys, how are we doing?
Incoming.
So they're Warky, off the board,
you should have warned me.
Squawk, squawk.
Wark. I regret nothing.
Okay, so that was a standard action. We'll just move here. Figure out what to do from there. Next.
You don't have any pulls at all, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I just come over here and be like, eh. Yeah,
you and your logic. I only got the 1 pull, although I can try to roll
matter.
It twice.
Doesn't matter, all you have to do is get it once and pull him in.
Yeah. Budai!
Hello. How are you? Okay, so I'm up on top of a bridge.
Yep.
Well, you're on the steps of the bridge.
No, I'm up on top of a bridge.
Okay.
How many do we have left?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you can get to like the middle of the bridge if you want it.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
We have 1 bad guy or 2 bad guys?
1.
Left?
1 bad guy.
Where are you at?
Your ranged basic
right
attack
there.
Is a pull is, or is a slide, isn't it?
Yes, but I still have that. But this one targets will, and I can reroll will attacks.
Yeah, I know. But Matthew can tell you to make basic attacks.
Oh, there is that.
I can. I'm a basic attacker. Oh, I can tell you to do that, because I am freaking awesome. That's a standard, right?
Yeah. Yes, that would be a standard action.
Would that be better than doing something else?
What else?
At this
point?
You have the opportunity to end the fight right here if Brian hits.
That's a big if.
Certainly, but he has the opportunity to end the fight right here.
Do I also have the opportunity to end the fight if I throw my shield at its face?
Probably not. This guy is barely bloody.
This guy is beefy.
I mean, we could, you know, say, hey, we gang up on him and beat him.
Oh, that's another thing. You could try intimidate him into yielding.
Yeah.
But it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
And I don't
have to
go
roll really high.
Well, he's got intimidate. Do you have intimidate trained?
Yes. Yes, I do.
He's trained and he's... charisma for his secondary, so
this
is
so
it's pretty good.
It would be like something like his will save plus 10, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty ridiculous.
So, well, it's not a standard action, though, is it?
I think it might be
to intimidate somebody.
Yeah.
What's my will save?
Rules. It's the opponent's will save or will defense plus 10.
What's his will save, Mr. Fesman?
Not as good as any of these other stats.
I say, hey, look, there's 4 of us left. That's a team.
Well, that's not a number.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt that.
All right.
And I'm going to do it.
It is a standard action.
Yes.
That's...
I'm in the middle of flavor text.
I'm sorry.
Don't confuse me with numbers.
3.
He reads the card from the bottom up.
I'm going to hit you all. I'm going to hit... you for being evil, and him for being evil, and Rodrigo for being there, and Steven for being Steven.
All right, well, since I'm here, let's go over a couple things real quick. If, let's see, against a monster's will, the adventurer's crimes will try to intimidate DM control characters. The monster gains a +5 bonus to will against the check if it is unfriendly to the adventurer, or +10 bonus if it is hostile. If an adventurer attempts to intimidate multiple monsters at once, make a separate intimidate check against each monster's will. Each monster must be able to see or hear the adventurer. If a monster doesn't have defenses specified, which it would. So yeah, he'd make it a check, an intimidate check, against Hellsword, and Hellsword would get a plus 10 bonus to his will.
Rodrigo is like, hey, we could also try this other thing. And I say, yes, let's do that. And he's like, wait, no, it will be hard.
No, I'm just letting you know what's going to happen.
All right, yeah, go for it.
All right.
34.
Okay, intimidated is. That's pretty huge. What is that? Does that hit?
No.
Dang it.
His will is actually a lot beefier than I thought it was.
And that's a standard action?
Yeah.
Sadness. Okay. You don't got another minor. Hey, everybody heals 15 points.
Nope. God,
awesome.
If you do, stop using it because I'm not there and I need it.
Yeah, I'm done. It's worth a try.
Yeah, it yep. was.
Stormwind.
Disorienting strike. Oh, nat 20.
Nice.
Oh. Nice.
So that is 2d10 plus 7, so that's 27 damage.
Plus your weapons.
Plus
crit.
My weapons. Where's that at? Oh, that's back
that's
here.
That's an orange card, yep.
So 1d8. Critical 1d8.
Psychic per plus.
Per plus. So I've got 8 plus. Okay, per plus. So how many per pluses do I have? Is it just on this weapon?
It's
plus
just
two?
On the weapon.
It's a plus two.
So 16. So
No. You add. You roll 2d8.
Oh, I do? But I thought it was a crit, and
yes.
I still have to
the
roll it?
The crit maximizes the normal damage and adds that much.
15.
Plus the...
27.
Plus the 27.
32 total?
32 damage.
Yep. No, 42.
Nice.
27 plus 15?
Yeah, you're right.
42 damage?
Yep.
Awesome. He's down now.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Oh, don't worry. We'll.
He's the one that's taken the least amount of damage.
Are you kidding me? I'm kicking his
and
butt every time.
Every time he knocks someone out or bloodies them, he gains temporary hit points.
Oh.
So he heals himself a little bit.
Oh, what a douche.
We'll get him. There's three of us.
Hey, he's a finalist.
Yeah,
if he was really a pushover, wouldn't you feel really bad about yourself?
This guy doesn't have any teleporter. Let's see. The target and any enemy who starts its turn adjacent to the target provoke opportunity attacks from you when shifting or teleporting. This effect lasts until the end of my next turn. So I'm
cool.
Done.
So cool. He shouldn't shift.
Cool. Well, I shouldn't have said that.
You still have to tell the game master that stuff.
Yep. Maka.
I climb.
Climb, climb, climb. Climb, climb, climb.
You can see your pet now.
Yay. I use climb a some minor more. Action.
Climbity, 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 climb.
To do a thing.
Your pet encourages you to climb faster.
Wark. Come on, Rodrigo. Join me up here, please. Okay, I will use companion emplacement. You can move your speed, and your beast companion can shift its speed. Your companion is a raptor or wolf. You can move one extra square, and it can shift one extra square, which is still going to put me at an odd number, so it doesn't matter.
You go to the other side.
Yeah.
So you're climbing up the other side.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, because I got knocked all the way
down. You saw everybody else come down.
Okay.
Right in time for this guy to come down this side.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Right on time for him to fall on top of me.
Yep.
All right, so I'm guessing I need to make a new climb check.
Yep.
Let's see.
It's not a nat one.
It is not.
It's a two.
And my athletics is pretty good. 23.
Good.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Move action.
Move action.
4, 5, 6.
Right.
Standard action, 7, 8, 9, or second wind?
Standard action. Well, 7, 8, 9 is not going to get me out, right?
No, it won't.
To do 10.
It's at 10.
Yeah, actually, I'll just second wind here.
Okay.
Because he'll come out next time.
Yep.
Either way.
But you are 2 squares away now, so.
Yep.
Well, maybe you do want to save it till next time so you have the defense bonus when you actually pop out.
Yeah, fine. I want to get back out on the field anyway.
So 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Yep. So I'll 7, 8, 9, and then I'll, in the process, move my bird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep, that should be plenty.
I got out here.
It's like, really?
to flank.
But he's.
But I'm spending twice, a lot of actions.
And he's shifted. And
yep.
Yeah.
So I'll move him to. I guess I'll move him over here to flank with.
Yeah, you could probably actually shift him over that way because yep. he was here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're done. Right? Right.
So that thingy goes. Hexblade.
Oh, so yes, then that means I'm actually out. Because I'll just spend my second win later.
Well, you're at 9.
You're at 9.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, three well, squares.
Then no. Then I'll just spend my second win now.
So then you're at 6.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So you'll have to use your standard and your move to get out next turn.
That's fine.
Or you could just use your move and then use your standard to second win so you have a defense bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he was explaining. That's why you decided to go to the 9 instead of...
That is not why.
No. That's why he was explaining it.
Right,
least.
Right.
Okay. At least someone understood me.
Yeah, because I hang out okay. with you too much.
I will be 1 square away then.
Cool. Hellsword turn. He takes more damage.
Yay. Does that kill him?
No.
5 damage. Oh.
It's really not going to kill him anytime soon.
Double attack.
Right ahead.
Okay. Is he just attacking the cat, man?
Yeah. It's the only one worth attacking right now.
There's an annoying bird there.
3rd.
He's marked, though.
Yes.
No, that's true.
4 versus AC?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe you should have had
a by bloodied. Well, I mentioned it before.
11 fire and 12 other.
Yuck.
23?
Yep.
Not looking good for...
26.
And
broken horn.
29 versus AC?
Hit.
4 fire and 10 other. So 14.
Ooh, 12. That's where I'm at.
Attempt to save versus damage. Saves. Resplendent.
Knock him in the pit.
We'll try. I'm going to attack with Bond of Censure.
I knew I should have walked out of the pit.
Yeah, you couldn't. Like, you're like way over here, though.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Does a 23 versus Will hit?
No.
Okay, in that case, I will activate my...
Cry.
No, there's something I actually got. Irrefutable braid mail armor. When this power, when you miss with an attack, the target's will defense, reroll your attack. With a power bonus equal to the enhancement bonus of this armor.
Yay.
Just 3?
Yep. +1 to my what I said last time.
24.
Yes.
And that includes the bonus?
Yep. That's what
so you bonus. Actually rolled lower?
Yes, I rolled a 6 as opposed to an 8. So.
Nice.
24 versus Will.
No.
Lame. Okay, so I'll just kind of wiggle over here.
All right. wiggle. You done? Wiggle.
I imagine wiggling is one thing your character is really bad at.
Burai.
You guys really confuse and frighten me. Yes, I shall kill him.
With what?
In the face.
With face killer.
With face killer. Did I tell you that my alternate name was Facio Stabbington? Or Stabio Facington? I couldn't decide.
Stop.
So then I decided to throw my shield, and all who choose to oppose the shield,
can you do that?
...
Yeah, it's an at will.
Oh, awesome. Then do that, I guess.
What?
You're
telling
your
me I can't throw my... I'm going to throw my shield.
He was double-checking because it's an item power, so it might not necessarily be an at will.
But it is.
But it is, so...
I'm going to throw it again.
Do it.
My die disappeared under the computer.
It does that.
17 plus
okay.
something.
It's a lot. It is.
It'll hit.
What's the damage?
Okay.
Hopefully more than 20.
I doubt that.
8 plus 5 is 13.
He's still standing.
Quang. Is he bloody?
Oh, he's been bloody
for a while.
Is he moody?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's pissed.
I don't believe that any of my current miners do much of anything. I could move, but Where can I move to if I were to move?
France around on top of the bridge like some Billy
You
guy.
Could set yourself up adjacent to him, so as if he makes it around your next turn, you could hit him a little harder than with just your shield.
So I could leap down?
You could leap down if you wanted to. You'd have to make an athletics check, or you could possibly fall prone.
It's an acrobatics check, and if he's not trained, he would just fall on his face.
Yeah, which you're not trained in acrobatics. You could just come up here, and basically you'd be able to reach down and hit him on your turn.
Does that give him a bonus?
Reach down and hit him on
your turn. There's no altitude bonuses anymore.
So, is it a charge if I leap at him and tackle him with my face? You can't turn your move action into like a bull rush or something and just hit him with my face.
That would just be a standard action to just do that.
I will move closer to him as you have.
And you would also take damage, but would he not also take the falling damage?
So I cannot put out the grease fire with my face. I will stay there and I will end my turn.
Okay. Stormwind.
Storm on.
Tempest Assault. Whoops. Hit. That'll be a, 34 against AC. And that is a 16 damage.
Not quite dead yet.
Ah, curse you, as I say with my mouth full of cat teeth.
Maka?
I'm bleeding heavily. Someone killed
Climb.
This bastard.
Climb, pop up, heal.
Yep. I'll climb, pop up. Where do I pop up?
And I assume you've been marking him every turn.
Yep. And second wind.
That's a nice thing to do for your players.
You might finish the combat.
What happens when he spends a second wind? Wait, no. That's action point. Yes. It's light.
Let's just light him on fire and be done with it.
I'm okay with this.
That, still bloodied. And then I will, since I moved, well, my guy's already there flanking. But I will use Spitting Cobra Stance. Whoosh, as a minor action. Until the stance ends, you can make a ranged basic attack against an immediate reaction against any enemy within 5 squares of you that moves closer to you.
Cool.
Done.
Hellsword turn. 35?
Did he save against damage?
Yeah, he saved.
Okay.
35 to hit?
Yeah.
To hit who?
You.
Me?
The only person that he wants to attack right now.
I'm going
to
go down.
Oh.
7 fire and 10 not fire.
Ow.
Owie. Now he attacks the bird.
Now he'll attack the bird.
Are you knocked out?
Yep.
He's unconscious, yeah. Botch versus the bird.
Wark!
Go, Botch, go!
I hope Warky gets the kill.
He's going to shift here.
Is that closer to me?
It is closer to you.
Kill him! And unfortunately, since I'm down, no opportunity attacks.
32 versus AC.
Nice. Hits.
Okay.
Now what happens?
I deal a D8 of damage to him.
Come on. Let
Plus
it be
whatever your bonus Plus is. Nine,
except for he got temporary hit points when he dropped the thing.
He did.
Thank you, Brian. Like we 14. Haven't had.
Nice.
Go temporary hit points.
One really I've dropped
I
him.
Don't even remember what my family looks like.
The one half drop.
We've been fighting this guy since the Bronze Age.
Probably not. We started in the Stone Age.
That's his turn. Resplendent.
We fought him until the Bronze
Age. We will try the Sun Strike until it works.
Sun Strike?
Yes. I can slide a target one square.
Oh, that's your ranged basic, yeah?
Yep. God dang it.
Nope.
That's 24 versus Let's Reflex.
That hits.
Really? Reflex is what I need to target, apparently.
That's his low.
All right, D8.
Now is a perfect time to realize this.
He's down.
Yay, I got the killing strike. And his corpse falls into the pit.
It's not his corpse.
Yes, his corpse.
He's not dead.
You didn't kill him.
The fall killed him.
We're not. We're not here to kill them.
I didn't kill them. The fall killed them.
Shut up.
There's enough down there that
it's officially stupid o'clock.
It is.
I'll look over at the elders. I'll spit some blood, then look over at the elders.
That was his second win.
They all clap.
A flood of nurse joys rush onto the field to tend to my wounds.
What?
I
don't know.
I'll undo the knot on my spear and lower the rope. Start helping people out.
Okay. They gladly accept.
Yep. I'll make
Except
sure that
for, the one who's unconscious down there.
Right. Before we'll pull him up first. I'll ask the other ones to tie the rope around him, and we'll.
Yeah, you have to go to your bloodied value negative before you die, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you have to go.
Awesome.
Like,
I totally wasn't there.
Yeah. He fit physically impossible for him to die on that fall.
Oh, it's not impossible if it snapped his neck, but I don't think we have targeted damage rules anymore.
Nope.
We're not playing Hackmaster. Roll a D 10,000.
Which is what's really awesome about this game. You can actually kill somebody if you're patient with a potato peeler. You just have to keep hitting them with it
You don't have to be that patient. You just have to be high enough level. If you roll 17 D4s against someone, you know.
You poke them in the endocrinologist.
You poke them in the endocron.
Okay.
That's not even a word. I've sentenced no good.
I think you broke the Matthew. Anyhow,
okay.
So
the Rex. It's like it seems we have found our champions. We will allow you a night's rest, and send you forth with provisions in the morning.
Thank you.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
That was awesome.
We
nearly killed ourselves trying to go and be the ones who get to go get killed.
That was probably a lot tougher of a fight than I originally imagined. That
nah, it worked for me.
There was quite a few.
It would have gone much quicker if I had.
I only spent like 3 weeks in a hole.
Actually, how many rounds did we go through? 5. So you spent 15 seconds in a hole.
I would have if we.
He was in the hole for only 2 rounds.
Right, which would be 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he there for 3 rounds?
Oh, yeah, he got knocked in the previous round, and then he tried to climb out twice.
And then got dropped.
Oh, 3 rounds, yeah.
It would have gone much quicker if I had...
So I was in the pit for 18 seconds.
There you go. All right, everybody. That wraps it up for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Questions? Podcast, majorspoilers.com. Here's hoping all your dice rolls are critical hits.
We won't get to them till May.
So good, it's like you're there!